evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, General Electric brings you another hour of symphonic music under the capable direction of Mr. Walter Damrosch. This evening's program is broadcast in the interest of the General Electric refrigerator. During the hour, an important announcement will be made by Mr. T.K. Quinn, manager of the Electric Refrigeration Department of General Electric. Electric refrigeration bears a more vital relation to the well-being of every man, woman, and child in America than most of us realize. In a recent issue of Popular Science Monthly, Dr. Frederick Damrosch makes the startling statement that the food in 9 out of 10 American households is so kept as to be an actual menace to health. The General Electric refrigerator makes it safe to be hungry. The first selection in the evening's program will now be introduced by Mr. Damrosch.
Good evening, my friends. The first number in our program is an overture by Lalo, the French composer, to an opera, Le Roi d'If, one of the most brilliant French overtures. I want you especially to enjoy the great finale, where four trumpets on an organ point, as we call it, an incessant reiteration of the same note, are surrounded by a passionate melody played by the rest of the orchestra. Now, my friends, I think it is fitting that we here in America should pay some kind of a musical tribute to the memory of the great French soldier who now lies awaiting his final burial in the Dôme des Invalides in Paris. Therefore, in memory of the great French general, Marechal Foch, my orchestra will now play a portion of the funeral march which Beethoven wrote in his Eroica symphony in memory of a hero. The best proof that the great war is over may be found in the generous words of a great German general, General von Seeckt, who writes about him as follows. Death, which knows no nationality, permits a former enemy to lower his sword before the body of Marshal Foch, who was a great soldier and a great Frenchman.
Thank you.
We will now resume our regular program. The next number is an excerpt from a ballet by Pierlet called Cydalise. The excerpt describes a group of little boy fauns entering with an older satyr, teaching them as they march in how to play upon their panpipes. These little boys, half goats, half human, dancing in through the forest to the rhythm of the tambourine, and every now and then following their master in the playing of the panpipes.
This program is broadcast in the interest of General Electric refrigerators. Most of us know too little about the importance of proper food preservation. Recently, thousands of housewives were asked at what temperature food must be kept to be safe for the table. The guesses range from 26 to 85 degrees. Do you know? Scientists have found that a constant temperature of about 45 degrees is ideal. 50 degrees, they say, is safe, but a temperature above 50 degrees is not safe. The General Electric refrigerator automatically maintains a constant temperature well below 50 degrees. Therefore, the General Electric refrigerator makes it safe to be hungry. There will now be a brief pause in the General Electric Hour for station announcements.
You are listening to WGY, the General Electric station at Schenectady.
Mr. Damrosch continues the General Electric Hour.
The next number is an andante movement, an andante sostenuto, that is a sustained walking movement from the First Symphony of Brahms in C minor. As you listen to this movement, imagine a lovely sunlit Sunday morning. It is music of ineffable peace, happiness, with a kind of devout atmosphere from beginning to end. But it is all bathed in clearest, happiest sunlight.
We take pleasure in presenting Mr. T.K. Quinn, manager of the Electric Refrigeration Department of the General Electric Company, who brings you a brief but interesting message. Mr. Quinn.
The heart of an electric refrigerator is the electric motor, and the General Electric Company has specialized in electric motors for nearly 50 years. We have been in the electric refrigeration business for 17 years, although we did not actively sell refrigerators for the home until 2 years ago. Our hermetically sealed design, which for the first time made it practical to put all of the machinery on top of the cabinet, provides quiet operation, accessible temperature control, maximum economy and sanitation, and eliminates all external parts. You never have to oil a General Electric refrigerator. The machinery is not exposed to air or moisture, and it may therefore be expected to function for many years without trouble. Over 200,000 American families, 1 million men, women, and children, already enjoy the convenience and health-guarding service of the General Electric refrigerator. Not a single one of these owners has ever spent as much as $1 for service, a new record in the industry. We now announce here and in the magazines and newspapers our latest achievement, the first all-steel refrigerator, a new small family model. This model and its bigger brothers, now on sale, are literally built like a safe. We believe them to be the finest, most dependable refrigerators yet produced. The new low prices at which they are offered place them within the reach of every home. You are cordially invited to visit our display rooms in your vicinity to inspect these new all-steel models. Our 12,000 dealers and field representatives all over the United States who are listening in tonight await the opportunity to serve you. Thank you.
You have heard Mr. T.K. Quinn, manager of the Electric Refrigeration Department of the General Electric Company. And now Mr. Damrosch continues the General Electric Hour.
The next numbers on the program, the music program, are two Flemish songs by De Graeff. They are old medieval songs. The first one, a dance song called Hupsata, which I suppose is Flemish for hip hip hurrah or something like that. And the second one is an old song that, so the story goes, was first sung by the citizens of Brussels in derision of a statue which was put up in the marketplace to the cruel oppressor, the Spanish Duke of Alba. And this song, as it grew in volume and as the burghers became more and more incensed at the statue, finally ended, and the sound of the songs and the rattle of guns in the good old burghers pulling down the statue and breaking it to pieces. You will see how cleverly the composer illustrates this in the second of the two songs that we are about to play. Thank you. The Swan by Saint-Saëns with a violoncello solo played by Mr. Kirsch.
Thank you.
To appreciate fully the outstanding advantages of the new all-steel General Electric refrigerator, you must see it for yourself. General Electric dealers, one of whom is located in nearly every important town and city in the country, now have it on display. You will be amazed at its simplicity, and you will be pleased to know how easily you can own one by paying just a few dollars each month. You will find a General Electric refrigerator invaluable, a priceless servant. Mr. Damrosch will continue the General Electric Hour.
The closing number on the program will be a Spanish dance by Moskovsky, Malagueña.
Thank you.
You have heard the closing selection in the General Electric Hour, presented in the interest of the General Electric Refrigerator. These programs are broadcast for the purpose of acquainting you with the many electric products which General Electric and its associated companies manufacture, and which are sold throughout the world. One of its well-known products is the Mazda lamp. General Electric also manufactures radiolas and radiotrons, sold through agents and dealers of the Radio Corporation of America. When buying electrical equipment, look for the General Electric monogram, GE in a circle. It is a symbol of research and a mark of dependability, the initials of a friend. The General Electric Hour now closes. During the last 2 seconds, and now, the chimes of Telecron, the modern electric timekeeper that operates from your lighting circuit, have been heralding the approach of the hour. It is now, ladies and gentlemen, exactly 15 seconds past 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. There is a brief pause for station announcement.
You are listening to WGY, the General Electric Station at Schenectady.